Good morning and welcome to our Temple Carrick podcast. We're here with a very special guest, Miss Lynch, for a special podcast talking about careers. So our first question for you is, what was your experience with your choosing careers and how your careers have changed?
That's a really good question and a very good one for a guidance counsellor. And thanks so much for having me, girls. So I've actually had quite a few careers. So my first career when I left college was to work in the media. I actually used to work in radio, believe it or not. And then after that, I went back and did music and I worked as a singer for lots and lots and lots of years in kind of crossover classical music. And obviously now I'm a guidance counsellor. So I've had quite an eclectic mix of things that I've done. But weirdly, I actually think there's a connection between all of them, because I think the underlying thing that unites all of them is communication. So I think that's really what I do, is I communicate, and I've just done it through music, I've done it through radio, and now I do it through guidance counselling. Did you want me to talk a little bit about how I decided to do the things that I did?
Yeah, that'd be really good.
Well, I think one of the most important things when you're thinking about what you want to do is how well you know yourself. And I think I was lucky in that even when I was young, I had a very good sense of who I was. And I didn't find it difficult to choose the things. I kind of knew there was several things that I liked and I just picked one of them and did that. I think for other people, it can be a lot more complicated if you're not clear about what you want to do. I've been very lucky. I always have been. And because I was focused, I managed to find a way to do all the different things that I liked to do.
Perfect. The second question we have is, like, how do you, like, what's the process of choosing the careers? Like, what do you
do? Okay, well, in terms of guidance counselling, when I'm helping people, and I think subconsciously I would have done this myself when I was choosing my own careers, is there is like a, if you think of a pie chart, and, or not a pie chart, a Venn diagram, and where the bit in the middle is the perfect career for you. And it's a combination of your skills, your interests, your personality, and your general aptitudes. And when all of those things come together, it's the careers that are good for you will then present themselves. So that's why, for example, in your year group now in TY, we do a lot of work with you guys on your aptitudes, on your interests, what kind of things you look like. So it's all about self-knowledge, getting to know yourself really well. And we do personality profilers and things like that. And when you have all that information together, then with the help of a guidance counselor looking through the different things about you, that is how eventually you'll find the way to the thing that suits you. But self-knowledge, for me, is the most important thing. When unfortunately that can be difficult for younger people, because you are young, so you mightn't even think about knowing yourselves. And that's why we use the things that we use to help you to get to know yourselves a little bit better.
And do you have any advice about choosing a career for, like, people who are still choosing?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, well, as I had mentioned already, the whole kind of picture of self-knowledge and trying to get to know yourselves is really important. Sometimes people come in and they're talking to me about, you know, what's a good thing to do these days and who makes the most money and all of this kind of thing. And I don't kind of subscribe to that way of thinking about what you might want to do. I really believe it has to be something that you have a genuine interest in and a genuine, I wouldn't even say passion. You don't necessarily have to be passionate, but you do have to be interested and you do have to like it. And that comes from research, getting to know yourself and going to as many open days as possible, going to as many talks as possible, learning as much as you can about the different things, and then seeing if you feel you would fit into that space with the help of your friendly guidance counselor, of course.
Yeah, that's perfect. Thank you so much for giving us your time and answering our questions.
It was my pleasure, girls.
Why did the fish make such a good musician?
I don't know.
Because he knew his scales.
Okay. The urge to sing "The Lion Sleeps Tonight" is just a whim away, a whim away.
Hello and welcome to the Temple Carrick podcast. This is Leisha
and Alice, and today we are going to be talking about the 2017 charts.
Yeah, I think they're bangers from back then.
So we're going to just start off straight in. Ed Sheeran is in the top 10 four times.
Yeah, I guess.
With Shape of You,
Castle on the Hill,
Perfect, and Go Away Girl. I couldn't find the second one. That also reminded me, his child. Her name?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, what is her name?
It's like,
where is it? It sounds kind of, I'm not going to lie, it's like, has the word C in it?
So it's Lyra Antarctica Seaborn Sheeran.
Did they put like both of the parents' surnames in it?
Oh yeah, wait, is her...
Oh, the Ed Sheeran's wife's surname is Seaborn.
So that's I always thought that was a middle name.
No, I think it's like a double barrel.
It's meant to be...
Antarctic, is that like a double barrel name? And then Seaborn Sheeran is her surname.
I think Antarctica might just be her middle name?
But would they... I don't know.
I don't know if it's like double barreled or what.
Yeah.
But we were playing Shape of You.
At the number one top chart on UK charts in 2017. Charts,
which is quite good. Like, Ed Sheeran,
not surprising.
No, he did definitely top the charts in 2017, so it kind of...
In fact, I went to one of his concerts in 2018.
So, How was it?
I really enjoyed it, in fairness. We were in one of those grand seats. We weren't up in the chairs, so we were just able to like jump and dance. But
I
was in sixth class and I was quite short, and there's a bunch of tall people in front of me, so I couldn't quite see.
I wish I'd gone to an Ed Sheeran concert.
Yeah,
I just haven't. I think like we just everyone bought tickets to it though.
It was my birthday ticket because it was on my birthday actually.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah. My God. Okay, so then second is Despacito. Now, I'm sure we all remember Despacito, the most overplayed song ever, really.
And no one even knew Spanish.
No
one knew how to sing
it. So here's the beginning of Despacito in case you need a reminder. Is it playing? Yep. I'm going to skip a bit. Oh no, we'll just leave it here. Very groovy music.
Yeah, I feel like everyone kind of made up their own words to try and know how to sing it.
No one actually really knew what the words were, apart from like the chorus where Justin Bieber sings. And then, like, the fact that it wasn't even his original song as well, though. Like, I don't think many people know that.
It's a different song, but then he
it's completely in Spanish.
In it.
Is it Spanish? It's in. Yeah, Spanish.
Yeah, it's in Spanish. I remember my friend had a Spanish student over and she knew all the lyrics and my entire class was so surprised. They were like, whoa, she's so cool, even though it's her language.
Yeah. Yeah.
We were like, whoa, that's
I always find it crazy how, like, we're so like, oh, I don't know what the word is, but we forget that there's other languages apart from English and music.
There's so many other languages and cultures.
There's so many other languages that there's music in and we just kind of put them on like a back burner because most songs are in English and that's accessible for us, but it's not accessible for everyone else.
We're quite lucky with the English.
And I feel like we can be quite blind to other kind of cultures and languages sometimes.
So I think we should head on to our next song, which is another Ed Sheeran. It's Castle on the Hill
at number three. So I have a story to tell about Castle on the Hill. When I was in primary school, we did like an end of year song. We rewrote the entire lyrics to Castle on the Hill to like match us in school.
Yeah, I think we did that to another song, but they made a rule. No one's allowed to use History by One Direction because that got used like three years in a row.
It's like
you and me got a whole lot of history, but like everyone just used that exact same song for leaving school the sixth class graduations and all.
No one in my school even thought of it three years in a row. Oh no one in my school even thought of it. We were just thinking of Ed Sheeran. There's another one. I can't remember what it's called that like the other sixth class used, and it wasn't as good as ours. I will say that from the bottom of my heart. My class was so much better as well, but So Ed Sheeran at number three again. Then at four, we've got Unforgettable. I have no recollection of this song.
I don't recognize the artist. It says French Montana featuring Swan Lee.
Yeah, so got the song playing now. Don't recognize it.
I recognize parts of it, in fairness, but I wouldn't.
I'm usually quite good with this. Actually, no, this has swearing in it. we're not going to play this one very loudly. But I don't even recognize like the album art. So I don't really have
one of those singles that like the one hit wonders, you know.
Oh my god, yeah, it probably is a one hit wonder.
Then again, they are quite good songs.
Now,
all of them.
I love the next song. It was 2017 was such a good year for some music.
Yeah.
So this is Symphony at number five, featuring Zara. By Clean Bandit featuring Zara Larsson.
Oh,
I'm sure everyone remembers this.
From this, honestly.
I touched the microphone. Whoops.
I feel like these are all songs I've completely forgotten about, but like I somehow know all the lyrics. And
yeah.
It's kind of surprising me.
I've forgotten about them as well, but they're really nostalgic.
Yeah,
I think is what they are. There's just
and I always relate
so
them with
nostalgic.
Like a certain time, or like if me and my friend tried to learn a dance to a certain song or something.
Yeah, no,
just like randomly at yard or.
Yeah, I have a memory from this song in primary school. My success teacher said one of her children thought this said Stephanie and not Symphony. So then, like for the all I can think of when I hear this song is Stephanie instead of Symphony. So that's like a memory.
I always read it wrong and I thought it was sympathy. And I just said sympathy the entire time and I don't think I even knew what the word meant. But
yeah. Wow. Okay, what's
next?
So
up next we have yet another Ed Sheeran. It's Perfect. And I think this is one of his like, not necessarily his best songs, but one of his best known songs, I think.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's a very gentle kind of like loving song.
Oh, I love the music video because there's a little kitten at the end.
I have no recollection of the music video.
Yeah, it's like
no, I have no recollection
and this
of it.
Girl, they're skiing with their friends, and then
oh yeah, no, I know that. I forgot about the
it's
kitten.
Just they're
I
in this little
that.
Hush at the very end, and there's a kitten, and I just remember that's like my favorite thing from
yeah.
it. Yeah, yeah.
So that's a very sweet song. Don't really have much to say about it. Everyone knows Perfect.
Yeah.
And then number seven is Chainsmokers and Coldplay, Something Just Like This. Which I actually couldn't think of when I saw the name, but I definitely know it.
This is such like an upbeat song. It's just one of those really.
Yeah, the beginning is quite slow, but then like once it gets to the chorus, it really picks up. Or not the chorus. Is it the chorus?
Yeah.
I don't know, like the beat drop, it really picks up. I'll skip through it. It's getting close now, but it's just, I think it's a great song.
Yeah. All
it's nearly
these songs
there.
Are so there's so much fun.
Chainsmokers. I'm not sure about the Chainsmokers. Mm. But, oh, there's the drop. I missed it.
I do quite like Coldplay. They have a bunch of Yellow by Coldplay. I love that song. I'm pretty sure.
Honestly, I'm not really familiar with Coldplay songs. Like I do the songs I know, I do love, but I'm not really familiar with them. So
up next we have Rag and Bone Man with Human.
Yeah, again, we weren't sure about this. Yeah. I'm probably just going to skip to the middle of this one.
Oh, is this I'm Only Human after all? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I got that at the right time.
Wait,
oh, yeah,
so
no,
cool.
I do know this song. Yeah, no. This was like this was a huge one.
I feel like this is one of my those songs that my dad would listen to.
Oh, it's definitely. Yeah.
A bit of a dad song.
It is a bit of a dad song.
To start
with. Yeah. So we're kind of running out of time. So there's two more.
So in ninth place, we have
Galway Girl by Ed Sheeran, yet again.
I remember learning the rap. Well, it's not even a rap.
It's not even
rap
a rap, yeah.
Something
yeah.
I was like so cool.
Yeah. And then,
baby, just
can't really. Everyone knows Galway Girl.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Ed Sheeran has like Irish heritage. So that's like something
his,
that's like Galway
his grandfather,
Girl.
But everyone thought it was him.
Yeah, no, it's his grandfather.
Yeah.
That's probably why he's ginger hair. And then number 10, we have Solo Dance by Martin Jensen.
Once again, I don't quite remember this one, but then
I remember it once it starts, but I wouldn't know the words. Yeah. Like I just have a recollection of it. So, yeah.
So I think these are all really well-deserving songs of the top 10.
Definitely well-deserving songs of the top 10.
Yeah, I quite like them. In fairness, they do bring back a lot of memories.
They do. Like kind of, 2017 was a good time for everyone. It's kind of good memories, you know.
Mm.
So, we were Alice and Leisha. talking about the 2017 Music Tarts on Temple Carrick Podcast.
And I hope you enjoyed.
Hope you enjoyed.
Thank you for listening and tuning in.
Thank you so much. You can find us on all major podcasting sites. So thank you. Yeah.